Both sides on the November referendum to replace property taxes with a sales tax hike in Pinellas County are gearing up their campaigns. The opposition has brought in a big-name consultant who's going to take part in a debate tomorrow night in St. Petersburg. WUSF Steve Newborn spoke to Randall O'Toole about why he rails against light rail.
Why you? Why is the group reaching out to get somebody from out of town? What could you bring to the conversation that somebody local here could not?
Well, I've reviewed dozens of these rail-type plans, and so I know to look for things that other people might not see. For example, I've noticed that the Greenlight Pinellas plan calls for borrowing almost $1 billion, and in order to pay it back, they expect to pay it back over 35 years at prevailing interest rates, are going to have to spend almost $700 million on interest. And, of course, the proponents of Greenlight Pinellas never mentioned that. And as far as I know, none of the other opponents had noticed it. This is another huge cost on top of all the other costs of the plan that local taxpayers are going to have to pay. There's some value in bringing in somebody from the outside who knows things to look for that other people might miss. So the lesson in Portland and Charlotte and Dallas and cities all over the country is that rail transit is a lose-lose-lose situation.
Well, you just said that part of what you've seen in other cities is a cannibalization of the bus systems. However, supporters of this say that part of the money is going to be used not just for light rail, but to expand bus service. So how could that be possible?
That could be possible if the fantasy world they live in actually turns out to be real, but that rarely happens. Supporters of rail transit made exactly the same claim for a ballot measure that was in Denver in 2004. They plan to spend $4.7 billion building six new rail lines, and they plan to increase bus service by 50 to 70%. After the ballot measure passed, suddenly the cost of those six new rail lines exploded to $7.9 billion, and there was no money left over to improve bus service. So because of cost overruns, because of shortfalls in revenues due to recessions, and because of long-term maintenance costs, it's almost inevitable that they will end up cutting bus transit service. The Greenlight Pinellas plan calls for a 35-year bond sale, and they're going to have to start rebuilding the system before the 35 years is up, which means we're still going to be paying for the old system, and we haven't even got the money to build the new system.
Supporters of expanded rail and bus service claim that there has to be an alternative. The area is growing like crazy. You can't just keep on adding lanes to existing interstates and to existing roads. So what is the third way that we can get increased transportation options for people out here?
The simple solution in Pinellas County that nobody's talking about, traffic signal coordination. You've got a lot of people driving. You've got a lot of uncoordinated signals. So people waste a lot of time. They waste a lot of fuel. They pollute a lot of air due to this lack of coordination. It's cheap. They could coordinate all the traffic signals in Pinellas County for a tiny fraction of the cost of a light rail line, and it would actually relieve congestion, whereas the light rail line is likely to make congestion worse, not better.
Randall O'Toole is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. Thanks for your help. I appreciate it, and good luck with the debate.
That was WUSF Steve Newborn talking there with Randall O'Toole about his opposition to the Greenlight project. Now, backers of Greenlight Pinellas say we can't just keep adding lanes to existing roads. They say replacing a property tax with a sales tax would not just build a light rail line, but would also help revamp the bus system in the entire county.